Hey San Sveisan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're talking to a 140-year-old company and looking at how they can stay cool and attract millennial talent. Let's start the show. Lisa Smith-Srother, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Great. Can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do, please?
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm Lisa Smith-Srother, and I'm the Senior Director and Global Head of Employer Branding and Diversity Branding at Ericsson. And I have the pleasure of setting Ericsson's global employer brand and recruitment marketing strategy, and really just driving Ericsson's strategy across their numerous social and digital careers channels, and leading a team that is passionate about marketing, diversity, and employer brand.
And of course, being Swedish, I'm very, very familiar with Ericsson and its long history in the telecom sector. But could you just enlighten our listeners who may not know what Ericsson do?
Absolutely. Ericsson is a global ICT or information communications technology company. And as you've said, its headquarters are in Sweden, Kista, Sweden. We specialize in networks and cloud and the Internet of Things, as well as software. And we actually are the developers of Bluetooth. Mm. And another little known fact is, as well as the language used in the development of Facebook. We operate in over 180 countries. We have employees of over 110,000 employees. And we have over 2.5 billion subscribers. And also something people may not be aware of, but if you used your cell phone today, you most likely used an Ericsson network, because 40% of the mobile traffic runs on our networks. And we build networks deep in the Amazon as well as megacities. And we have numerous technology for good sustainability efforts that are global as well.
Great. And how would you describe the culture, the corporate culture at Ericsson?
I would say our culture is extremely collaborative, certainly global, because it gives you the opportunity to work with colleagues across the globe. It also has great depth and impact because of our nature. So that certainly supports an entrepreneurial spirit. It's very valued when it comes to diversity. We actually have made a commitment that by 2020, 30% of our employees will be women. So just our culture is, as I said before, highly collaborative, innovative, and creative.
Okay, that's an interesting equality, diversity target there. Do you think being a Swedish company, do you think that sort of sets the agenda for diversity and equality and so on?
I do think so. As you being Swedish, you know this better than I, but I would say that diversity is truly ingrained in our messaging and our commitment, as well as our culture. So there's a great effort in ensuring that people feel welcomed and engaged and empowered. And, you know, frankly, that is a part of our messaging. It's as part of our core competencies and our ethics.
Great. Okay. So it sounds like a fantastic place. What might your talent challenges be?
I would say as a global ICT company, you know, we're seeking software engineers, integration engineers, software developers, solution architects, and Ericsson is a real legacy in the sense we're over 140 years, and oftentimes it's hard to overcome that, I'll refer to it as a stigma, as being a bit old and stodgy and not that flexible and adaptable. And with that, it makes it quite difficult at times to attract and recruit millennials and fresh grads. So it's about how you can adapt your message, how you can continue to position yourself as a company that is incredibly adaptive and innovative and creative so that the millennials are really excited to join us. I mean, because we are a cool company. It's just a matter of trying to convey that when you have a lot of newer companies around, whether they're startups that have a certain persona as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so your employer brand work, what sort of initiatives and projects are you running to address these challenges?
So we segment our employer brand messages by a talent target to reflect the work styles or our way of working, the vast projects that we're working on, as well as the cultural messages, as I had talked about before, all that would appeal to a vast array of individuals. And in addition to that, we make sure that our employees serve as our brand voice. So it's really important to us to showcase our employees, particularly those employees that are in those roles that are key to our strategic direction, but also so that prospective employees or candidates can get that view behind the curtain to reflect what it is like to work at Ericsson, or what I often refer to as the softer side. So our brand promises that, you know, that you'll have the opportunity to pretty quickly contribute to the depth and breadth of our impact, being a global company, but also to be able to work in a very collaborative environment. So we try to really showcase projects, our culture, to the various segments and adjust our message accordingly based on that audience.
And could you give us an example of how this this messaging would look? You mentioned employees perhaps talking to prospective candidates. Where would they find these messages? Would that be on social media or other places?
They would find it on our career site, because we have that serve as our anchor of all of our messaging. But and also it's also referred to, I've heard it referred to as the source of truth, right? Because that's your platform where you can control your message and truly make an effort to protect your brand. So you can see that on our career site. We actually have pages to correspond with different work areas or categories. And within that, we have individuals who are speaking about their role and what they do day to day, which helps a great deal with revealing that level of information. In addition to that, you'll see it across social media, where we feature our employees in spotlights, with testimonials. We also have Instagram takeovers, which allows employees in various roles to provide that view as far as what they're doing throughout the day, not just what they're doing at work, but also what they're doing when they wake up in the morning, if they're going to the gym, and of course, when they're at work, who they're working with, what types of projects they're working on. And then, of course, after work, if they're doing volunteerism work or whatever that is, so that people can see the personal side as well. In addition to that, we do Facebook Live sessions, which gives a much more virtual and visual view of what the experience is. We have a careers blog. So we're really keen on ensuring that we allow our employees and those employees that are in those critical roles that are difficult to fill have numerous platforms to showcase what they do and why Ericsson is a great place to work.
And I know you also head up at the diversity talent attraction, acquisition rather. Do you have certain messages for instance, like women engineers and so on?
Yes, so we have done various focus groups to get a much deeper understanding of what attracted Ericsson, what messages appeal to them to attract them to Ericsson, and certainly, as you would expect, it's the flexibility in work, it's the depth of work that they're doing. It's the commitment that we have to diversity. So whether it's employee resource groups or it's whether we have guest speakers coming in. And then, of course, the various sustainability efforts that we do to appeal to those that want to volunteer in that area. So even as it relates to International Women's Day, we make sure that we are again, focusing and highlighting and showcasing women across various roles, and doing various video interviews, and as well as just testimonials, so that prospective women employees can see that. And we also look to have them on the interview panels for roles as well, so that women can see other women.
Yeah, great. Okay. And one more thing which I noticed that you've got on, perhaps not on your career site, well, it is a site actually, and it's something I think is collaboration with Ericsson and Spotify, where you've looked at what type of music your employees are listening to in different countries.
Right. So that was, we do a number of, I would say, highly interactive and engaging activations for our different diversity events. So whether mm-hmm. it's starting off at the beginning of the year, you have International Women's Day, Girls in ICT, and then World Day for Cultural Diversity, International Day for Persons with Disabilities, Diversity Awareness Month. We have a number of activations associated with those global diversity events. So that particular event or activity, we literally asked our employees across the globe what their favorite song was, and you could clearly see the differences culturally. And then we had a contest to get a feel for what regions were most engaged and participatory, and you know, really volunteered a lot of information as far as what songs they liked. And then we created a playlist by region. I mean, we've done a number of diverse oriented activities, whether it was a bumper sticker or a laptop sticker, where we had a contest with some pretty, I will say, edgy, if you will, and creative taglines, and asked people to vote for their favorite one via social media. We've had mentors of girls and of young girls in science. We've reached out to girls and asked them to be blog authors. And so all of this is in an effort to showcase our commitment, particularly to women. If you keep in mind our strive to get to that 30% women by 2020, and we recognize that you have to start early with girls. And this year we actually launched our global competition for girls having to do with Girls Who Innovate. So, yeah, we try to do quite a few activities to showcase our commitment to diversity.
Good stuff. And along this employer brand journey, what have been some of the hard lessons that you've learned that you want to share with our audience?
I mean, other than being just that legacy brand, that you know, has been a struggle to identify what the right message is to convey from an employer brand perspective, recognizing that Ericsson, as I said, is a legacy brand and we've been around for a long time, and it's sometimes a challenge to engage and attract millennials. But some of the particular campaigns that we've done, which have learned, is we did a campaign on Twitter to certain TV audiences. So we looked at certain TV shows that showcased individuals who were engaging in science and technology and I'll say PC-oriented skills and roles. And we disrupted the Twitter feed of those TV shows to talk about Ericsson, and we talked about individuals and characters in the shows. It performed well, but I think we learned a bit how we could be doing that differently as it relates to the timing, some of the messaging. So that certainly was something that we learned, I think, rather quickly, that we needed to be more relevant in the types of posts that we were doing for those audiences. Other things that we've learned, or I guess what most marketers would learn, as far as what channels are most appropriate for your audience, whereas Instagram takeover might work well for other audiences as well as within certain geographies, but Facebook Live will work better in other regions. I mean, we did a first Facebook Live for karaoke, and it was the top performing Facebook Live that we've ever done. So these are things that we're learning, sort of the nuances that allow us to really capitalize on the people's sentiment.
Yeah, I mean, how can you top a Facebook Live with karaoke?
Yeah, it was. It did. It outperformed all of our Facebook Live sessions, even the one where we were had recruiters talking about roles and how people could be prepared. So, yeah, that was quite interesting.
I know which one I would have watched. So,
yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, all right. And if we look beyond Ericsson, what other employers out there, what other companies are doing interesting things that you would recommend we check out?
I mean, I'd say first and foremost, it's really important and critical to be flexible and adaptable, right? I mean, the technology is changing so quickly. Even if you look at the Internet of Things and the information communication technology field, I mean, it's just rapid pace. But regarding the recruitment marketing, I would say that obviously social media is important, but I think you need to be a lot more precise now. And I mean, certainly Facebook gives you great opportunities to be selective with their audience customization, but programmatic marketing allows you to be significantly more precise in targeting. So programmatic marketing isn't just for consumers, it's certainly for recruitment marketing. My background is more marketing than HR, so I'm a firm believer in that. I would say you need to have a good handle on your CRM, your candidate relationship database. You want to keep your candidates warm. You certainly want to engage with them with some regularity, whether it's the emails on a monthly basis, a newsletter on a quarterly basis, and have it not always be about jobs. It's more interested in where's the value add. So oftentimes when we post about how you can improve your personal brand or any type of self-help or things about your health, what's going on, even third party may not have anything to do with Ericsson. Those things are proved to be exceptionally valuable and get quite a few clicks and engagement. So I think that it's important for you to have your pulse on that and to be the deliverer of that news. In addition to that, you need to make sure that you're integrating all of your systems and certainly master your analytics. So there are a number of tools out there now. You want to make sure that you're fully utilizing that. I don't think I need to mention all of the buzz that Google is generating now with their job search page. So you want to stay on top of that and how you can improve your searching abilities.
Fantastic.
And then I was going to say, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. So if you were going to say what's next, then obviously you want to look at AI chatbots or augmented reality, right? I mean, just integrating your apps so that you can geofence when people are coming into your office, you're basically greeting them and setting them up for an interview or how they can be better prepared. It's just a very, very high touch because the market is so tight and competitive.
Great. So that was a really good answer. But my question was actually what other companies we should be looking at. Is there any other employers that are doing some really cool things?
Well, I mean, I think that that's a very good question. I think, you know, Amazon does neat things on the front end, as well as how they engage with their candidates. I think that's pretty impressive. Akamai has some neat things underway with the chat bots. I think that's a pretty cool initiative. There have been some discussions around, I can't recall the name of the company, as far as fully utilizing AI. I mean, we have, I'm very proud to say, have a recommended skill on the Amazon Echo. VentureBeat recommended our skill out of over 10,000 skills. But there is a company that actually allows you to get more information about their roles via an AI device.
So what's your skill called? I need to check it out. We have Alexa here in the office.
Oh, really? It's the Female Innovators Trivia. And wow. It was on VentureBeat's top five as far as recommended skill. And it's agnostic in the sense that it really gives you a good view of women innovators across the globe from all industries. So, and we've got five stars, so quite excited about that. And that does lead into how we hope to insert our recruitment messages and our cultural messages on that platform even further.
Great. All right. Well, I'll be checking that out after this call. Okay. So final question, where can our listeners learn more about your employer brand work and where can they connect with yourself, Lisa?
Well, I encourage them to connect and follow us on all of our social media channels, and you can find them on our career site. So that's Erickson Careers. So if you go to Erickson.com and then go to the careers, you'll see all of our great content there, our really rich media and interactive content. And just really would love everyone to do that and welcome feedback as well. And you could reach me on LinkedIn, and I certainly would welcome all of the contacts that I receive.
Lisa, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right, I hope that was useful. Everything Lisa and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find on Undercover Recruiter, as well as employerbrandingpodcast.com. Now, as Lisa mentioned, with this Alexa skill, I'm going to have to try this now, so stay with me. Alexa, add female innovators trivia skill.
I can't find that skill. To find skills, go to the skills section of the Alexa app.
What? I'm going to have to try that some other time. If you have any questions around employer brand, or if you want to get in touch with us for any other reason, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com or just tap us up on social media. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in and catch you next time. Hey, dog.
This one actually is from Winnie the Pooh, but I think it's something that we should use as a daily mantra. And it is, promise me you'll always remember you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.